morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the second half of the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. I am your host, Tim Spencer. Lori is out sick today, and today is January 7th, 2017. This is our first show of the year. Okay, we're visiting with Mr. Dave Bunning, Mr. Jeff Harness, and we're talking with Tim in Colorado on line three.
I want to hear more about the underground greenhouse, how you're getting natural lighting into that. I mean, Tim, that sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I know I've got the plans for the one I'm building, we'll talk. We got to talk about that backhoe later. Anyway, are you still there, Tim, in Colorado?
Yes, I am.
Good. Sir, I want to ask a favor. When you get off the line, would you email me at office@ruralsurvival.info? I want to talk to you some more on this.
What was that email address?
office@ruralsurvival.info, I-N-F-O.
And Tim, if you can get him to send any pictures of the house, I would love to see them.
Okay.
That works.
Actually, you can just go online and do a search for Tim Hall Earthship, and there will be a page that goes through the whole build process.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
And
that's excellent.
The greenhouse is called a Wallapini greenhouse.
Exactly what I'm building.
Okay. And what you do is you build east to west, so you get your solar gain. I've been working with solar for over 40 years, and passively, if you dig down 10 feet, you're going to gain roughly probably to 55 degrees temperature.
Right.
And the biggest thing you use is these earth bags to insulate, and you add insulate material like perlite or hemp herds or anything that's going to give you insulation factor to the soil.
Right.
And you're going to add a lot to it. And how I'm building them is using old sliding glass doors that has the vapor lock and the nitrogen charge between the two layers.
Uh-huh.
And then I build it with 2x6 rafters, and then you put the plastic underneath. So you have that airlock of almost 8 inches, right?
Wow, yeah.
Because I'm here in
Colorado.
It still
allows the heat from the sun to go through.
It still allows the heat from the sun to go through, and what you have is a back wall that's of the same material, painted flat black.
Right.
So you've got a passive wall of the earth bags that are actually, and you use less insulation in those because they're going to absorb the heat and hold it, and then you have these vertical, like tubes, like 8 inches in diameter, filled with water.
Okay.
Now that's going to give you passive solar heat, and then back up you have a rocket stove as backup with a water circulation with a copper tube running through the rocket stove, and then you have in the floor tanks with the warm water. Then you plant your plants over top of that.
This is cool. This is really cool, Tim. Yeah, we've definitely
got to talk
some more.
With that, you also start tilapia ponds, so you can actually grow fish organically using, because they eat vegetables, the tilapia.
Right.
And so you can have a complete system in one greenhouse where you have your protein and your vegetables.
Right. That is incredible. Okay, Tim, there in Colorado, was there anything else? Because we got more callers holding, sir.
No, that's it for today. And, I'm glad you guys are doing something, and it's important to help people. And if you have a lot of people, you can build these things very quick. is,
wow.
We only
is
built
cool.
it with,
is this the,
with four people.
Tim?
Yes, sir.
Tim in Colorado, are you the Tim that authored the book Earthship?
I didn't, but I peer-reviewed a book for another guy.
All right. Tim Spencer, when you guys get a hold of each other in the email, I'm going to, if at all possible, I'm going to want to talk to Tim privately if this is something
sure.
we might be able to get him involved with on the homestead, if he's interested, okay?
Okay, that works.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Tim.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Now we go to Ralph and five. Ralph, are you there, sir?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, sir.
Okay. My call is not going to be so exciting, unfortunately, but it's more of a question that, due to the economy. You mentioned that you might be talking about some financial issues. That's why I'm calling. Is basically, what do you see on industries surviving when it does take a big dump on us, which it will happen? I'm in the trade industry. I do installations, telephone, internet, and video. So I'm hoping that what I do will survive. But if you can give us, I guess, all of us just a heads up, what do you think would be kind of a safe haven when it comes to work?
Well, if Dave's still on the air, I think this is a question for Dave. I know he had to run soon.
Yeah, no, I'm still here and would be glad to address it. You know, of course, this is all an opinion. A lot of people have them. But in my personal opinion, the financial service sector, which, you know, a big percentage of the jobs in our country are tied to that, that's what's going to fall apart first. You've also got a ton of people in retail. Retail is already struggling right now. That's going to suffer tremendously as well. And then people involved in distribution, grocery stores and just the distribution chain, when credit seizes up, that'll be tough as well. The people that will really thrive in this environment are the people like you that can work with their hands. I've heard a number of people, John Moore particularly, talking about learning a trade, having a skill. Those will be the people that will be able to eke out, you know, some income in a environment where there, frankly, won't be many people that can.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, the kind of an expanded answer, and I'll try to give you the shortest version I can, is that if you want to guarantee that if there is a major and prolonged financial collapse, the one thing that Dave got us involved in is someone that's already doing something about moving assets out of the, I think he said, out of the cabal system, the Wall Street system, and into the kingdom system, which means those are assets that have always had money. Land, livestock, precious metals, things that are tangible. And just
right.
like everybody knows that the COMEX is trading way more gold and silver than actually exists, if you can put it in your hands, you own it. And if you produce more than you need, there are definitely going to be people that are going to be doing a lot of trading. And so, you know, I know this is a lot more remedial than Dave's answer, but, you know, if you and your family can get used to producing more food than you need, if your neighbors are down, if, you know, if you're the person that's got more and can help sustain other people, they will help sustain you in that time in any way that you desire. So I kind of kid around and say, if you want to be King Dingling among the fools, there are a couple things that you could have in storage or in stock that you don't have to grow that don't cost a lot of money now. But, you know, I look at the construction crew, and half of the guys on the construction crew have a cigarette in their mouth every time they're pounding a nail. And,
right.
you know, I don't want to take advantage of people, but nicotine is a very hard drug to get off of. And if you've got a tobacco product, a whole tobacco product isn't going to have nicotine in it, this synthetic stuff that get people hooked so bad. But it's just providing a smoke for a guy might be all you need to help some guy dig a latrine for you if the lights go out. You know, so I just there's a ton of things like that to consider in the real kingdom asset world.
I agree with that.
Well, I appreciate that information because I figure I have some trade skills. I always tell one time I was at, just real quick, at school. Okay, for the class at school, you know, for career day, you know, for the elementary school level. And I said, look, you get your education, but learn a trade.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
Trade. Yeah, so, but I appreciate this information. It's just stuff I wanted to know. I had an idea anyway, but I just wanted to hear more what you guys had to say since you're on it
every day. Let me give you one more since you're sort of tangentially in the electronics field in one way or another with setting up telecom and so forth. If you can learn the skill of how to rebuild circuit boards, if you can, you know, not really devote a lot of time and stress and finances into getting the equipment to rebuild circuit boards, there may come a time if there's a flash of electromagnetic pulse that if you can get people's equipment, and that means mostly their cars going again, you're going to be in such demand that you'll have everything provided for you if you've learned that trade, because there's so very few people out there that have the extra transistors and the other little things that go on these circuit boards, let alone the knowledge of how to rebuild one if it gets fried out.
Great point.
Oh, okay. So maybe just stock up on transistors and electronics.
Yeah, for little pieces that cost a nickel each, you know, you want to spend $100 to have that around, you could probably, once the cars go out, if you got a mechanic you can work with, you could sustain yourself, I'm sure, for probably a year just getting people's electronics set back up in their cars enough for them to turn the key and go somewhere.
Oh, all right. That's definitely good. That's the insight I want to hear.
Okay.
I appreciate
that. I've got a diesel tractor that's new, and so it's got an electronic control board on it that if we do hit an EMP and I don't have it shielded from it at the time, I not only need a diesel mechanic, but I also need someone that can rebuild that circuit board. So those are things that we look at in getting through and being able to trade and do commerce in that time if it were to come.
Right. Well, that's good information. I appreciate that. Well, thank you, guys. Enjoy your show. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it, Ralph. All right, folks, calling number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you got a question or comment, give us a call. We've got the men here to answer the question that know exactly what they're talking about. And also, if you're interested in this community survival facility, you go to ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. The very top article on the page, it says it in white letters on a blue background, Introduction to a Community Survival Facility. Scroll down a little bit, and there is a link, and you can read everything that's publicly published about this. And there's a little form at the bottom of the page. Put in your name, your email address, and your telephone number. Hit send, and both Dave and Jeff get a copy of this in their email immediately. And I'm sure that they will be in contact with you in fairly short order. Am I right, gentlemen?
That's right.
Yeah, I was waiting for Dave. There's one thing I wanted to touch on, Tim, and again, yeah. I feel like we're on borrowed time with Dave, so I'll try to not make this too long. But he was telling me that he has a lot of contacts that are kind of coming to him, sort of fishing for what is this thing that you're involved with over there in Missouri? Because his friends live in a financial realm that most of us only dream of being in someday, where they've had a big apartment complex and they've sold it to another company and they've got this big check of capital gains that they've only got a certain amount of time that if they don't invest it back in real estate, they've got to pay some penalties. Or I'm sure I'm messing it up, Dave, but I'm just basically...
No, you nailed it.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to speak to one of the things that I know God has sent you to us because this is your wheelhouse. When I have the construction, the administrative work, the engineering built and standing to where people can come and take a look at our flagship, which will always be my property. I mean, I have a home here. That's one of the important things. But when we get to that point, Dave, can you speak to some of the levels that you're kind of envisioning that we'll have properties of X amount of members and you know, how this thing can move forward in a in an orderly and quick fashion, if at all we ever have time to get there?
Sure. Well, you know, so with any large housing development you might see when you're driving around a city, you know, somebody has put up a substantial amount of money on the front side to actually build that development out and then sell it, you know, as the people come in. And so right now, Jeff has put a lot of his time and energy and money in this project trying to get it going. We are selling lots, but we're moving at a slower pace. What our vision is for the future is we want to help save as many people as possible. And so once we have a good case study of, you know, the first 50 or 60 homes up, we actually want to talk to some people that might be interested in investing that would be able to rapid fire this project for us and take it from 50 or 60 homes to Jeff's plan would be up to 3,000 people if we have time to do that. And that would be basically with there's three adjoining properties that we would be able to purchase if the time came, and would give us almost a total of 1 square mile, all contiguous, and 3,000 people, and that is that's a small town.
That yeah, certainly and, is.
And Dave, this is the part. This is kind of the you know, where I wanted you to kind of take it home. So when we get to that point, you've lived in this world for decades. I'm at cost, and you know that we're scraping every penny, and you know, trying to get them to spark into a nickel. When we get to this point, your contacts are used to seeing what kind of inflations over the prices that we're charging. Like a family of four right now is right around 40 grand. They can have a perfect setup. They own it, you know, in a lot of cases, literally debt-free. But that price point of 40,000 is potentially going to go to what when you have real investor money behind this and going at that speed?
It could go up 25% to 45%.
Okay. You know, well, there you go, Tim. You should have some people calling today.
That works.
Okay, folks, we do have a call. We have Robert in Ohio on line five.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, how are you guys? First off, I want to say I'm very grateful that you guys are actually throwing this out there for the people who do want to be logistically prepared and not just delve over the scenarios. My question is, when the shit does hit the fan, which I believe everyone knows that it will, just the timing is only on Yahweh's schedule, is as far as education goes, are we bringing in, for the kids, are we bringing in like the paradigms where they teach kids how to think and not what to think, versus are we coming together as a community to override that paradigm as to teach kids the proper way to think, to use their power, to understand, you know, that Yahweh is the center, however they define, but that it is for the forward progression of the community? That's my question.
This is a beautiful question, Tim, and Robert, thanks for asking it, because I get to brag about some of the members that we've got. And, Dave, it's been such a long time since we've had a chance to talk privately at any length. There have been so many things that have happened in the last few weeks. So indulge me, if you will, guys, for a couple minutes. Directly to your question about education, one of the most beautiful people I've met in all of this, I have yet to meet in person. But she
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. I knew there was a reason we talked this morning, and so here it goes. Tim, all of our members have this hidden talent, and Dave knows this. When you get someone on the phone, the first 15... Oh, I'll hold the thought.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in about 3 minutes.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. I am your host, Tim Spencer. Lori's out sick today, unfortunately. Today is Saturday, January 7, 2017. Our guests today are Mr. Dave Harness and Mr. Dave Bunning, and we're visiting with Robert in Ohio on Line 5. Go ahead with your thoughts, gentlemen.
Well, Robert's question was something very specific to the education of the children.
Right.
I got the chance to speak to Robert for a couple minutes, and I said, hey, listen, I'm going to be on Tim's show in a couple of minutes. If you can tune in, give us a call. And this is a perfect question and opportunity to brag about some of our members, because they're so humble they wouldn't do it themselves, so I'm going to do it for them. We have a member in Florida that is a retired teacher. She has already come up with the curriculum to spearhead the education of any of the members at any age in the homestead that either want to continue their education into the arts and some of the sciences, but all the way from kindergarten, you know, elementary school and up, and even has special education experience. So I don't know if this is why she was called to the group, but I have a feeling it is, because she picked that mantle up, and without asking her, she sent me a curriculum and her idea of how to teach children in the way that it was done for hundreds of years, so by the time they're a teenager, they've developed into a fully autonomous human being that isn't like the high school kids now that can't live without their iPhones. And so it doesn't stop. That's the end of this question, but it doesn't stop there. And Dave, this is what I meant by we haven't had a chance to talk in a while. Just this week, I took back to the airport a man from Sweden who is now a member, and it turns out that his secret gift that I couldn't find out until hours into the tour, actually it was really the second day that we really got to it, that he is actually one of the top six guys in the world when it comes to developing soil to grow anything from around the world in your backyard. And just such an amazing thing. I found out that his hobby was going and chasing orchids around the world, and he has eight species that he's discovered in a lifetime of taking 6 weeks at a time out in the jungle and going and walking around for looking for undiscovered plant life. And we just couldn't be more blessed with what we've received in people that have been called to this group. And I could go on for, Tim, we could do a whole month of shows, and I could talk about each individual member and what they bring to the community that we're putting together. And that's when I say, this is no longer my idea. I knew this early on, that I have never gotten this lucky with any idea that I've had in my life. So this is just me being happy to still be along for the ride and watch this thing get put together.
That is excellent. The man from Sweden, are we talking about Sebastian by chance?
No, but I'm sure heard an email from John about him. Yeah, that would be the only visitor that we've had from out of the country so far. But before the end of the month, we have three Canadians, I believe, that are scheduling trips down. So we're literally international at this point.
That is fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. Okay, Robert, did you have any more questions or comments?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, that's fine. Nobody's on hold. Go ahead.
All right, perfect. I want to bring up Gwen Towers. How far away is the nearest Gwen Tower? I don't know if I should even be bringing this up or even talking about it. To the homestead.
Well, Tim, that's fine. Do you know where the closest wind farm is? Because I do not.
I don't think there's one in your county or mine.
I didn't say wind farm. What I said was Gwen Tower. G-W-E-N Tower.
Oh, you mean one of these cell towers?
Supposedly cell towers.
Yeah, exactly. I know the ones you're talking about. I'll have to take a look at the one that services the closest town that we're in. But if it is the type that you're speaking of, it would be, as the crow flies, at least 10 miles away. It takes about 18 minutes by car to get there. So I'll check and see if that's one of those type of towers.
Okay, guys, hang on for a break. We got our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. I am your host, Tim Spencer. Lori's out sick today. Today is Saturday, January 7, 2017. We are visiting with Jeff Harness and Mr. Dave Bunting, and we're talking about a community survival facility in the Ozarks. Robert in Ohio on line five. Are you still on the line, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good. Well, let's go ahead then. Gentlemen, carry it on. Take it off.
I believe that you said you were going to research on the Gwen Tower, and I'll just wrap up with one more question if that's fine. What I'm looking at is if you liquidate into fiat dollars, do you think that it's advisable actually to switch that to bullion in case the financial collapse were to happen? So that way you have, I guess commerce means not only in labor and in skill sets, but also in what's been used, you know, since the beginning of civilization, I guess, which is metal.
Yeah. I didn't live 2,000 years ago, so it's not from experience. But my thought is let's forget about Planet X. Okay, so you know, I recently came across some stuff, and I've been privileged to be in the position of hearing everybody's personal stories of inside information, and it's spooky. But until that event, I have to operate with what I know. And I do know that the sun has this solar cycle, and we're entering a minimum of the activity that we're used to. So it's decreasing. People have lived for eons. As far as I know, at least back to the Sumerian civilization, the earth has always been occupied with Homo sapiens. And that means that we'll survive. We're like cockroaches. You know, we're just kind of hard to kill off. So if what happens is only that we're going to go through a warming and cooling period, and now we're in the cooling period, that too would make sense with what the governments aren't telling us. And to me, I don't want to let anyone down. I've seen some fantastic stuff. But to me, a more plausible answer for why is our government doing the things that they're doing, and governments around the world, it could be because they know the civil unrest that will happen when the food supply chain is restricted to the point that not everybody can get enough food, and you're literally going to have massive starvations across the globe. That would be a good reason to have a bunker if you're an ultra-rich government. But that's also a good reason to learn to grow food. I don't care how much silver my dad has that I have to hear that it's still not back at the $20 an ounce where he bought it at. I told him to buy in at $13.80-something, but that's a different story. Point is, is that when the time comes, Tim, you and I will be the ones holding the bags of silver because people are going to come to get eggs and meat and vegetables and fruit. And so it all boils down to, do you own the land that you're on, and can you produce more food than you need? Because no matter what you have, if you don't have enough to trade for that food, that's where your resources are going to go. And so silver, I think that's great. If you have more food than you need, stock it up in something like that. But I'm not the financial expert. I would suggest you get a hold of Ross Powell, and I'm sure Tim can lead you in how to do that. But sure. That's just my suggestion, that it's food first. If you can feed your family and have some left over, you are going to be a rich man in everyone else's time of need.
No, I agree with that.
Fair enough.
Completely.
Fair enough. I do as well. Maybe I think my mindset was, you know, watching the top 1%, you look at the currencies and then where are they going to put their money after this event, whatever it is that does happen. You know, humans learn by modeling. So if you understand the successful people do successful things, not saying only in that system, that is, by the way, is how I mean that.
Yeah.
You also do want to follow that in order to prepare for the future 2, 3, 4, 5 years out. And not but also being present in the moment, if that makes any sense.
It absolutely does. And you know, the conversation that we had, I'm not going to tell everyone what we talked about, but to put it in general terms, you and your wife are in a terrific position, or significant other, I think is exactly how you put it. You're in a beautiful position that if you get the offer on the asset that you're liquidating with what we're doing, you will have the choice to have plenty of that left over to stock away in whatever it is that you feel comfortable with as an investment outside of the homestead, or maybe find a balance and say, okay, well, I've got kids. We want a little more square footage, so that way when we do have to go inside because it's a cold day, you know, we have a little bit of room to spread out. And so that's why with what we're doing now, it's so important before the property that I have is filled up with more members than we can take in, that we have space available and we have time to build, and it's not time to freak out just yet. So we're talking at the right moment in time because we have a schedule that's going to allow us to get this built for you if we move forward sometime fairly soon.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. That makes sense. And I'm and I'm glad that there's an opportunity to invest into the community itself, not so much for, you know, the end result as far as profit goes, for us, but for the further progression of the ones that do make it past this. So, and I'm going to thank you guys again. Go ahead.
Well, and Robert, thank you for calling in. I really hope things work out and we get to meet someday soon.
Absolutely. I believe it's going to end up being that way.
All right. Terrific.
Thank you so much,
Robert.
Thank you, Dave. And thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
God bless.
Thank you, sir. All right, next we go to Rick in Missouri on line 3.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I had a couple things to say. If I'm not mistaken, I read about half of most of the books on the planet, and never all of any of them. But I think when it comes to orchids, I think there are more species of orchids than I think all
anything
other
else.
Plants combined. But I might be wrong about that.
That might only be slight exaggerated, but you're very close, if not right on. And I just learned this myself. I'm sorry for interjecting.
Yeah, orchids are astonishing. With respect to religion and curriculum, I'm here around the St. Louis area and have been Catholic for quite a while. My wife, too, a teacher since the very early 70s, 15 years in public school, and then another 25 in the parochial system. And she's developed any number of curriculums. The list is just endless. She's got a master's plus 30. But what I wanted to say, and I want to put this very delicately, once you get away, I think there are probably more Catholics in the U.S. than any other religion. I think that's the truth. I believe that's the case. Once you get away from the large cities, we become an interestingly maligned group. There are lots of people out there who just don't appreciate or have any use for Catholics, and I'm quite used to that. It doesn't offend me. It doesn't disturb me. But what I wanted to say was, if you take any group of people and you put them in close contact with each other, I would probably be watching carefully for some sort of an Animal Farm scenario to start developing, because if something like that gets loose, it could wreck your settlement in a very short period of time. And
I'm
wondering if when you are talking to people about their Christian values, do you ever think to ask them if they're, let's say, they're Baptist? Do you say, well, how do you square with a Catholic or a Native American or a Lutheran? How do you feel about this? And, you know, do these people irritate you, or how do you feel about it? You might want to look into that.
Yeah, no. Stick. I mean, as long as Tim's okay with it, stick on the line. This is a very big part. I mean, it is. There's no way about it. This is the biggest part of what I'm doing, and Tim is Native American. And Tim would be welcome on my homestead 7 days out of seven, without a doubt.
Tim. What about everybody else?
Well, why would I have an issue with anyone else?
No, I know. Well, of course. You would. Tim wouldn't, and maybe I wouldn't.
You're essentially laying out is, what if a member says, oh, well, Tim's a Native American, he's a heathen. Is that,
here
I mean, I hate to put it bluntly, but okay, that member's gone.
But then he gets an ear from two other people. Yes, two other people hear that and say, you know, I think I agree. Now we're off to the races.
Well, then they get voted off the island. I mean, I'm sorry for being blunt about it, but, I hate to use this.
Somebody in charge of watching. Yeah.
Yeah, what we've set up is a self form of governance. Okay.
Okay.
I am the ultimate vote as the owner of the homestead. Mm-hmm. I want nothing to do with overriding the council of seven members that will hear these grievances. So I'll give you a small, for instance, of something that just recently happened between two very, very valuable members. I have a traditional Catholic and a non-denominational Christian. They got to talking, and they realized that, yes, there are differences in the religions. And I can tell you, because I've been both, I can't tell you what it's like to pray to the Almighty Spirit, the great Tim. How do I need to say it?
Well, you can say the Great Spirit. You can say the Spirit. Creator. You know,
Creator.
Either one.
Okay, so the bottom line was, after this conversation, one of them said, "Yes, we're different, but we all meet at the cross." And
there you go.
And that is different from Native American, but I have a special place for Native American in my heart, because when my wife and I bought this farm, we didn't know it at the time. There is an ancient Indian settlement that was on the tallest hill on the farm, and I've yet to find arrowheads. And if it wasn't for bad weather, I was going to have a couple in from Oklahoma, and he calls himself and his wife rock hounds, and he said, "Oh, if you've got them, I know exactly where to look. I'll find them for you." So we had some cold weather this morning, you know, had to reschedule. Yeah. However, on the homestead, the most important thing is that you open your heart up to understand that we are a very significant but small piece of a much larger system that relies on so many things to be healthy, that we cannot disallow the fact that we are the ones that created this, and that is a complete hubris position to be in, meaning we can't be arrogant in what we're doing, because without the powers that we have nothing of control over, we don't grow food, we don't get good weather, we don't get the right amount of rain, we don't get the hand of protection if the planet tilts 23 degrees in an afternoon and there's 200-300-mile-an-hour winds. There are just so many things that we need help with, that if we're so arrogant to think that we're at the top of this ecological chain and not the stewards of it, that we will not survive. And so as long as people know that, that's why the only religion that I know of that I have issue with, other than just outright Satanists, is Muslims. Their religion's salvation is our religion's apocalypse, and that doesn't work with what we're doing.
Well, I'm not sure that that's a religion anyway. I think it's more of a political movement, but that's probably something
you
should get into with Tim, because he's quite bright on the subject. I hate to change the subject from what is undoubtedly an uncomfortable subject to something practical, but I had one more thing I wanted to mention, the Earth ships. The Earth ships in New Mexico, I went through them last year in the summer, and the technology that they're using, of course, is ancient, but it's incredibly effective. They use any number of techniques for their walls, which probably you won't be using. They're using the same kind of heating, cooling things that the Navajo would have been using with adobe, you know, using the heating and the sun during the day to keep the house warm at night, and also it keeps the house cool during the day. And they're doing all those things, and it works. We were in one room where they were doing a presentation. There's a movie that runs in a loop about the place, about 20 minutes long, and it was actually air-conditioned passively, and it was quite comfortable. They were using some sort of waterfall in the front room where they had a greenhouse, and it was just hilarious. I would say this. About 15 years ago, I built the house I'm in. They put a patio on the back, and the patio, the way they do these things now, it's not just concrete sitting on dirt. They actually pour it right into your foundation. So I had a 16x16 concrete box, in the ground on the back of the house. And before they put the flat work on it, the construction manager came to me and said, "Well, Rick, now's the time. If you would like to fill that with some sort of slag or lodestone or something, you know, with a high metal content, you can get it free. Now would be the time to put that in there, and then you can store passive heat in there." Well, when you're doing construction, you're under the gun, everything, you know, you got so much to do. I said, "Nah, just fill it with two limestone, just fill it up, and I'm not going to deal with all this right now." Well, 15 years later, looking back on it, I lost my opportunity, a great place to store heat. And I would just say, while you're doing this, the technology, the simple things that they're doing out there in the Earth ships, probably this would be a good time just to look at it and see if there's anything you wanted to borrow.
Yeah. Yeah, oh no.
Anyway.
I totally, yeah. I totally agree. It's if we cannot get it built safely and efficiently and quickly, we're not going to be able to help as many people as we otherwise would. And to sum up my position in the Earth ships, I would suggest that everybody build one. I mean, that may take some people's breath away, knowing that we're building, you know, houses out of, you know, lumber that's off of the local sawmill. But if we had the time and the resources, which, by the way, we do once people are here, that we can do that. Mm-hmm. And that's my position. I want to make sure that we screen people, make sure we need them as much as they need us. And that's how we handle the question of religion. And when we get here, we've got all the natural resources we need to do much more.
Guys, everybody hang on for 3 minutes. We've got a break. We'll be back, folks.
Okay.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Can't take the amps, and so it's heating up, and your thermal overload is cutting out. So with the thermal overload...
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is Tim Spencer with the Rural Survival Show. We're visiting with Mr. Dave Bunning and Mr. Jeff Harness, and we're speaking with Rick in Missouri on Line 3. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Well, I just wanted to say one other thing with regard to the Earthships, and this is interesting. Not that I think that you should be into this, but the Earthships, I don't know if anybody knows this, but they're rammed earth. They're taking free tires, putting them, stacking them like bricks, and filling them full of dirt and beating on it with a sledgehammer until it's so tight that they won't move. And what happens is the dirt from one tire squirts sideways into the two below it. So it's a lot like mortar squeezing into the holes in bricks. But they're building right. their entire house out of that. And then on the outside of that, they're simply coating that with either adobe or cob, which is, you know, they're making a mixture right on the site.
Right.
It's just straw, sand, and clay, and maybe, or Portland. And they're coating the oil. So these things are really quite beautiful. They're using bottles as stained glass and, you know, sticking them into the wall so that it provides, in some cases, they've created wonderful mosaic artwork. I don't want to get off the subject, but you can go, I think, and look at YouTube about the Earth ships in New Mexico. It's fascinating stuff, and I think that a lot of the things that they're doing there to save money and resources could probably be instituted, borrowed by people moving into your development. I think it would help keep you more self-sufficient. You know, you don't have to spend as much money on energy, which saves money for other things. But anyway, great show, guys. I'm fascinated by the survival community concept. I think you guys are doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate
it. Thank you for your call, Rick. All right. Yeah, thanks. I'll talk to you. Okay, bye.
All right,
real quick, gentlemen, I just want to let everybody know, go to ruralsurvival.info. Very top article. You can read through it. There's a link. Click on that, and, you know, we can get information to you. Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to get that out before we ran out of time.
Well, I was going to say, you know, did someone else have something?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, with the Earthship designs, they are absolutely terrific. For what we're doing, there's one issue, and that is they have to be plumbed. People can compost on their own property that will be deeded, you know, that they're buying, but as the homestead, we essentially are like a private club, and so on my wife and I's property, which is the entire homestead that people have access to, of course, except my home, we can't have a compost pile without a special permit from the state. And because we've done this, we've done everything so that we have the blessing of our state, local, federal governments in doing this. But that also means that we give up a little bit of our freedom with having told them that we're doing this and here's how we're setting it up and get them to sign off on it. So unfortunately, you give up a little bit of your freedom as the homestead owner with the state of Missouri, but at the same time, our members can do this. Like I was saying at the break, the idea is that we're setting up a small community with enough natural resources that if given time, we can essentially build anything that we want, if not in a primitive fashion, with some modern conveniences and comforts in them, and that's what we're all about.
Well, guys, thank you for being on the show today. It was a great show. This 2 hours seemed like it lasted 10 minutes to me. Everybody have a good day. Same time, same channel, next week. Bye-bye.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to
to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.